All right, Ahmed is from Gaza. He's been a tireless activist for Palestine for many years now as well. He's been running a bunch of amazing kind of educative forums about all the questions of the history of Palestine with a range of amazing speakers and doing so much else besides. So thank you so much, Ahmed.
I want to start by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the lands on which we meet today and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. This land was never ceded. This land always was and always will be. Acknowledging that this is the ground zero of a genocide that occurred more than 230 years ago on the hands of these colonialists, but its echoes still reverberate to our day. As much as we've anticipated and awaited this ceasefire in Gaza when it began last January, after the longest 16 months of our lives and the most brutal and traumatic months in the lives of the Palestinians in Gaza, it should not come to surprise us that it collapsed early this week. It should not surprise us because it should come as a confirmation that this Zionist regime has never had any interest in ceasing fire. It never had any interest in stopping the killing of our men, women, and children in Gaza. It had never abated to pursue the goal of eradicating our people. It never had any interest in peace, to say the least. A Zionist society where more than 96% of its population called for more violence in Gaza than the atrocious ongoing genocide. Such a society has no interest in peace and should never be considered as humane. A society that does not even attempt to hide its messianic lust for more Palestinian blood and more Palestinian land. This is beyond settler colonial and imperial violence. We shouldn't be surprised that they flagrantly violated the ceasefire in the barbaric fashion. This is the true nature of Zionism. This is the true nature of a barbaric ideology that is inspired by Nazism and fascism. An ideology that our government and our universities say should be protected from criticism. A sadistic ideology that our puppet government continues to protect. An ideology that made up the foundation of the fascist society and the unholy rogue state. An ideology that hijacked an entire religion to promote nothing but supremacy, racism, and fascism. We should not be surprised when we hear our crime minister and his villain minister parroting the same egregious remarks over and over again of two-sidedism, as if the tank is an equal with a sleeping child in a tent. As if the F-35 that this government provides supplies and ammunition for equates to a sleeping pregnant mother. A sleeping pregnant mother who was murdered embracing her young child in a tent. We should not be surprised because this genocide has been revealing to us from day one the true appalling nature of our political regime. A political regime that is nothing but an imperial tale. A regime that produces fanatic Zionist puppets, the likes of Mins, Albanese, Burke, and Clare. A political regime that is a vicious extension of the genocidal regime that took hold of this colony more than 230 years ago. And it makes sense when those so-called politicians don't even flinch when they see Palestinian children incarcerated massacred and torn to pieces on the hands of their peers in Palestine. This colony's own history and own backyard is filled and reeking of such atrocities against First Nation people. We share common values with Israel, says our crime minister. Indeed, these are the shared values of racism, supremacy, and barbarism. It is disgusting, to say the least, coming from someone who once held a Palestinian flag and rallied for Palestine. Absolutely disgusting, but also telling. It is telling, and it should be a learning lesson for every single one of us, not to ever trust a Labour politician. And comes this election in a few weeks' time, we must uphold that determination. We must not trust a government that has supported and abetted a genocidal regime for the past 18 months. A government that all the while, locally, has been busy with protecting the feelings of those who fiercely support genocide, apartheid, and ethnic cleansing. Who fiercely and disgustingly support the murdering of innocent men, women, and children in cold blood. In the eyes of this complicit government, the feelings of those elements are more precious and important than the lives of more than 20,000 children in Gaza. I'm referring to them as elements because they don't even deserve to be humanized. Those Zionist, genocidal-fueling disgrace of human beings are playing the oldest trick in the book by conflating Jewish hatred with fighting against Zionism, genocide, and apartheid. They know very well that they are at the lowest point of their devious lobbying career, and they are nearing the end of their journey. And this is why they're going as ferociously and viciously as they can in muzzling the Palestinian narrative, muzzling the truth, by recruiting the so-called media and so-called journalists to fuel their campaigns of misinformation and disinformation and atrocities propaganda. So-called journalists, whom we might have few of today here in this rally. Those so-called journalists who themselves are deeply entrenched in this devious ideology one way or another. Otherwise, they won't be able to keep their jobs. In there, this organization that is empire-serving so-called media outlets. Palestinians are not only being killed and genocided in Gaza, but truth has been genocided in Gaza and here and everywhere. Through this propaganda machine that not only spreads lies and disinformation, but that is so devious and manipulative that it is rewiring our brains to logically process and accommodate for lies and nonsensical narratives. Narratives that render the incarceration of young Aboriginal children on this colony acceptable and logical. Narratives that render the images of slaughtered children scattered on the floor of a hospital in Gaza justifiable. One word that has the ability to hypnotize those brainwashed minds to allow for this perception of the genocide in Gaza to continue. Hamas. Israel war on Hamas, so-called journalists would repeat. A statement that should strip them from every semblance of intellect and humanity. For not being able or not wanting to contemplate the fact that the targeted murder of 20,000 Palestinian children has absolutely nothing to do with Hamas and has every single thing to do with the barbarous nature of the Zionist regime and Zionism. Not being able to grasp the fact that resisting occupation, colonization, apartheid, and genocide is in the DNA of every single Palestinian. They cannot grasp the fact that such a concept of resistance that constitutes the core foundation of Hamas will never be defeated or eliminated. Because the spirit of the Palestinian resistance can never be extinguished. The Palestinian will to be free will never be broken. And one day or another, however the end of this genocidal campaign will be, whether Hamas survives this or not, they have to understand that those young Palestinian generations, those genocide survivors, will carry the mantle to follow on their predecessors' footsteps on the road to liberation and on the road to eradicating and on the road to eradicating and dismantling the Zionist regime as it is. Sooner or later, this will happen. We should never lose hope. We should never stop fighting for Palestine. Every single one of us on their own front. We should always be inspired and motivated by their resilience, defiance, and steadfastness in the face of genocide. The journey to liberation may be long, but know this, that sooner or later, Palestine is inevitably going to be free.